Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
We're excited to announce that Ghost Town is a featured podcast on Podcast Republic. You can listen to it on either the Podcast Republic website or the Podcast Republic Android app. Go to the Google Play Store and download the Podcast Republic app. It's a great app that allows you to get all of your favorite podcasts directly on your Android devices. Make sure to set Ghost Town as a favorite so you don't miss any new episodes. Again, the app is Podcast Republic, available on your Android device. All right, let's get into Ghost Town. A Chinese city, population zero. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Have you ever been to China?
I've been close to Tokyo.
Tokyo?
Is it close to, I've been.
I've only been the airport to Tokyo.
Yeah.
In Tokyo.
Well, you should get out because this Tokyo is pretty interesting outside of the.
Okay. The airport was enough for me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I went immediately home.
Yeah.
No, I would like to talk about Kowloon, the walled city, and it is. I've been there because the airport to go to Hong Kong is there, but it's not technically part of the city, and the city.
So it's right next to Hong Kong.
Yeah,
okay.
It's right next to Hong Kong on the island. It's been there for a very long time. And it looks, it's like Blade Runner-y. Like it's very, it looks like a lot of people used to live there. And it's like Waterworld, you know, when they go down and you see all the high rises, but like, but without the water.
And it's like that right now.
It's like that right now. We're going to show you pictures. It's really surreal.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, and it's a really, really old city. It can be traced back to 960 AD.
Pre-internet.
We think it's
pre-internet.
We can't verify that.
Yeah, but we do think it's pre-internet.
It has its origins in the Song Dynasty, which was known for water, growing rice. They expanded their navy, Neo-Confucianism, wood block printing, gunpowder.
Okay, heard of it.
How about that?
Yeah.
My mom was going to really like that part. She's like, well, what are they known for? Okay.
Okay.
So got that out of the way. So when the dynasty was expanding, they needed this tiny outpost to, because again, their navy was expanding. So they created this little like hut on Kowloon, to manage the trade of salt. Salt was really big. So for hundreds of years, it was like very chilled out. There were like maybe 30 guards hanging out, guarding this area to make sure that, you know, only trade ships were passing by. And then eventually in 1810, a small coastal fort was established. Moving on to 1842, and that's when shit got interesting. That was during the Emperor Dao Gang's reign. And that was when Hong Kong Island was ceded to Britain by the Treaty of Nanjing, which is where the Chinese lost the Opium War to the British. And they were like, yeah, we're going to be fine. You just have to give us this island, the city, for 99 years, which is also like 99 years, but that's actually what happened. They had to give them this really important part of their country for 99 years. And Kowloon became a part of that, though the Chinese were still able to keep soldiers there and things like that. So they had this big wall built in 1847. This is part of the abandoned eeriness, too, because the wall is all still there, and it's kind of like, it's so tall. Like, it's a street.
Is it like one of those movies where they're like, in the future, this city had to be walled in because it's the worst part of the city, so they kept all the bad people in type looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alerts.
Yeah.
But it's like, if they could create a roof on it, they would. They would have just, like, roofed the city in and just had this tiny little, like, capsule of a Chinese city. And at that point, it was about 700 people. The following year, the governor, Sir Henry Blake, suspected that the viceroy of Canton was using troops to subvert the Treaty of Nanjing. And this is, again, kind of a theme with this city of Kowloon, is like the British suspecting the Chinese and the Chinese kind of retaliating, like back and forth, and no one wants it. And then both, you know, like all of this stuff, which just decimated this city. So basically, the British forces attacked the walled city, only to find no soldiers there and leaving 150 really confused and tired residents. They like ransacked it. They didn't kill anybody per se, but they drove a lot of people out. So the Qing dynasty ended its rule in 1912, leaving the walled city completely to the British. So the British have Kowloon now and don't really give a shit. They make a little administrative office, an old folks home, and an almshouse, which is a poor house, which I had to look that up.
Alms for the poor?
Hey.
I dropped out of college, but I remembered a couple.
Went to grad school.
Yeah, where did we...
Oh, God. Uh-oh. Money, where to go? Yeah. I don't know. So it was kind of like a giant slum at this point. Nobody really hung out there. If you were a British tourist, you'd like come and like creep a little bit and like take some pictures, some daguerreotypes at that point, and leave. But it was still labeled a Chinese town in a 1915 map. But everyone's like, who cares? In 1933, the Hong Kong authorities announced plans to demolish most of the walled city's buildings and even paid out the 436 squatters that live there with brand new homes elsewhere. By 1940, only the office and one house remained. During its World War II occupation of Hong Kong, Japan demolished the city's wall. And you can see, like, they didn't get all of it.
Like the base and stuff?
Yeah, like parts of it. And used the stones to expand the Kai Tak Airport, which is probably the creepiest airport on the planet, made of discarded pieces of old slum wall. But you can still fly in there, and it's pretty big, actually, and still runs. Interesting airport note for all you airport aficionados out there. In 1945, China announced its intent to reclaim its rights to the walled city. Here we go again. Refugees from mainland China, because of the Chinese Civil War, like, went there to take advantage of British protection, which, again, it's like British protection in quotes because nobody cared about this city. People just went in and went out when it was convenient for them. Like my dating life. like that little, like, that's how podcasting works, right?
Yeah, you're getting it.
Excellent. So then it had a renaissance of about 2,000 squatters that reoccupied the walled city in 1947. After a failed attempt to drive them out in 1948, the British adopted a hands-off policy in all matters concerning Kowloon, and the city just kept growing. And by growing, I mean, like, more squatters.
Yeah.
So when you have, like, a Mad Max-style trash heap of a city, things don't often stay quiet. In January 1950, a fire broke out that destroyed over 250,000 huts, home to nearly 3,500 families and 17,000 total people. The disaster highlighted the need for proper fire prevention in this, like, totally wooded, squattered area. It complicated the Chinese-British relations even more. With no government enforcement from both sides, and, like, every once in a while a few raids by the Hong Kong police, the walled city became just like a hotbed for crime and drugs. It was only during a 1959 trial for a murder that occurred within the walled city that the Hong Kong government was ruled to have jurisdiction there. By this time, though, Kowloon was virtually ruled by organized crime syndicates known as triads. We're getting real Mad Max here. So beginning in the 1950s, triad groups such as the 14K and Sun Yi'an, and if you know anything about these different gangs, like, let us know. I couldn't find a ton on them.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
You're not supposed to find out about the triads, you know what I mean?
I want to, what are their names? What do they do?
Greg, Dan, Philip.
Cool.
Andrea.
I want to know them.
Yeah.
They have a woman.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. That's equity. So there were brothels, gambling parlors, opium dens. It was such a haven for criminals that police would venture only in with large groups. Like, they were afraid of what was happening in there. It was not until 1974-ish when the police really started to hit hard and started arresting people, seized over 4,000 pounds of drugs that year. And so slowly, like, the power of the gangs began to wane. With public support, particularly from younger residents, the continued raids gradually eroded drug use and violent crime. In 1983, the police commander of Kowloon City District declared the walled city's crime rate to be under control.
Yeah.
Hard to say if it was at that point, but it was definitely like cutting back. So again, they're cutting back all of the livelihoods of the people that lived there, however like shady that they were, creating another kind of dip in population. The city underwent massive construction in the 1960s with developers building new model structures above older ones. And you'll see this too in the pictures too, just like the building on top of building and like seeing like kind of with like rocks where it's like this style, how about this, wire.
Instead
like
of just
wires.
Completely eviscerating it and starting over, they're just yeah. building on top of it.
Yeah, so again, you'll see like all the shells.
I'm really excited to see these pictures, yeah, honestly. We'll have them up good. On our the Instagram, Facebook,
oh,
Twitter.
Yeah. And so then the city became densely populated again with over 30,000 people in 300 buildings in little more than 7 acres. So hugely, and these are like kind of the best pictures too, with this like dense population building on stuff, rubble on top of new buildings, and then they all go. So by the late 1970s and early 1980s, the height restriction was 13 to 14 stories, which is because of the planes and things, because it was still right next to that airport that was still functioning. But people were just like packed into this small area.
I kind of imagine, you see Ready Player One?
No.
Are you familiar with the commercials or trailers? What they call the stacks they built. They basically built on top of each other because it was just overpopulation. It reminds me a little bit of that. Like things built on top of other things.
Definitely. And just like people just like occupying every nook that like a beehive. So as well as limiting building height, the proximity of the airport subjected residents to serious noise pollution for the last 20 years of the city's existence. 8 municipal pipes provided water to the entire city, and the streetlights were fluorescent. So talk about like dystopic.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
That is Blade Runner. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So although crime was not super like high like it was in earlier years, the Kowloon was still known for its unlicensed doctors and dentists who could operate there without any threat of persecution. So if you need any discount crowns or again
broken
procedure, like you go to Kowloon, you get it done, you leave there, you hope you don't bleed out on the way home in the airport. Over time, both the British and Chinese governments found the city to be increasingly disgusting. And again, the crime was at bay, but the quality of life, as you might imagine, the sanitation of the city was fucking awful. And especially next to Hong Kong, think about a city like a British colony, who's like always, Hong Kong is clean, it is civilized, the roads are like beautifully paved, like it's very, very European and very under control next to this like fucking ugly stepchild of a city where it's like...
That's what it's reminds, stepchild that nobody wants to... It's there, but nobody wants to talk about it.
Exactly. Like, people kind of want it, but they're also like, ugh. They just want it to, like, make the other person. It's like, it's like parents.
It's like I don't want this, but I don't want you to have it either.
Yeah, exactly. So in 1987, both the British and Chinese essentially decided to, like, put the city down and evacuated everybody. And they used $2.7 billion in compensation to get the 33,000 residents and businesses out of there. Some people were not satisfied with that and were forcibly evicted anyway. So you take the money. Just take the money. You're getting out of there anyway.
Yeah.
So then they started to kind of demolish the walled city and stopped and created like a little park at its base called Kowloon Walled City Park, which cost them $76 million. Again, you think about all this money and like what it would have cost to create
the
beautiful city.
First time around instead right. of like, you know, kind of putting Band-Aids on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the city is just like this ripped up, torn apart mass of structures from all different types.
I want to be there so bad right now. You
yeah.
don't understand that.
Oh my God.
With all that said, like I want
it.
To, hopefully, you know, there's still some, you know, part of it up that I just want to
check it out. I mean, yeah. still, the airport still works. I flew.
Oh, speaking of airports,
speaking
there's
of which,
it's my helicopter.
Uh-huh. I feel like we're there right now.
Yeah.
You gotta go?
Yeah, I just got transported
is
there.
Is your wife picking you up?
Yeah, it's my Uber helicopter.
Cool.
I'm very rich. I do a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. So it's still there. Again, it's like such a strange history, such a strange...
Like a walled
like
city
a rabbit,
is
like
so
feral
amazing.
City. Yeah.
Like you put up like walls up, but like... I think that creates like, because cities don't operate like that. There's no walled cities, you know. So
no,
I think
it's a very like thing. It's like it feels like very Trumpy to be like build a wall and
yeah.
protect your shit. But like also a lot of you know ancient cities had walls because yeah. that was a way to actually protect it. But then
sure.
it's like you don't see them, or you go to like rural Italy and you're like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Or like you see like the Great
There's
Wall
castles.
Of China.
Yeah, yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, and like the Great Wall of China, like okay, that's a crazy wall. This wall is. Higher than the Great Wall of China
yeah.
and more comprehensive around a smaller space, but it's an interesting view into this very sad.
Is anyone out there that's listening have any
first
or secondhand knowledge?
Kowloon Walled yeah. City Park?
Yeah, please, please contact
mm-hmm.
us. Please.
My brother, he I think has some experience with it.
Yeah?
Well, he lived in China for a while, not there because
yeah.
nobody lives there anymore, but flew in and out of the airport a bunch. Maybe there's something.
Yeah, well, you can find out from one of your
Any
source.
Any shitty history that I said that
yeah.
is wrong, let me know.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely we check out the pictures. I can't wait to check out these pictures. Check out Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Ghost Town Pod. Email
mm-hmm.
us with suggestions for future shows,
mm-hmm.
stuff you want us to talk about. If you have anything specific about the walled city of Kowloon or Kowloon Walled City.
Kowloon, yeah.
Kowloon Walled City, you know, definitely let us know.
Please.
Yeah.
We're here waiting.
Rebecca has walls up around her.
Yeah. Emotionally and physically.
Yeah. It's really weird. So I don't know how
we're
doing this.
Exactly.
It's very weird. Through a little, like, little weird
like
glory
a little
hole.
Teeny, this is very Shakespearean to like,
yeah.
be talking through a little thing in the wall.
Yeah.
Hi.
I didn't, I dropped Hi. Out of college. I didn't do Shakespeare.
Do Shakespeare.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.